message today. I want to think a little bit about Thanksgiving, and we're continuing our series, and I talked about being this church that's flourishing, and I just praise God for what I see, what I feel, what I see God doing in our midst, and we are aspiring to be God's church in a way that is credible in a day when it is a mess out there, and God is indeed doing that through each of you. So today we want to think about this idea about being a flourishing church, and another characteristic is that we thank God increasingly. You know, we kind of talked about all these different components of knowing the Lord and being His church, but thankfulness is such a measure of our maturity. So I want to move right on down to our eternal truth this morning, and you guys can see this right here. We'll look at the blurb first, but just becoming a flourishing church is tied to being a thankful church. Like it's not we're so great, it's that God is so great. And hopefully we are so yielded that God's greatness just comes through every single day. So why is genuine Thanksgiving so hard to find? We're going to listen to God, and He's going to tell us a little bit about how we can find it. I want to take us right to the eternal truth, which is this. A flourishing church is a thankful church. It's a church made up of thankful believers who are growing in their trust, their faith, and the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what helps us to be thankful when we're growing. And their thanksgiving is a measure of their growing maturity. And we want to kind of dwell on that today. So I want to take a couple minutes today. We kind of talked about all these things. Today we're talking about thanking God increasingly. Next Sunday, we're going to close the series out with serving people globally. That's who we are. That's what distinguishes us, by the way, service. Not demanding what we want. Serving sacrificially is what God's looking for. And what the world can't ever find. So we're going to talk about that next time. But I want to dig in this morning. I want you guys to kind of get this in your mind. Thanksgiving is a measure of our trust. Isn't it, by the way, everybody look up, isn't it hard to give thanks when things are bad? You know, when things are going bad, like all we can think about, all we see is what's around us that's what? Bad. But God's called us to be different than that. And I'm going to look at a couple things in Scripture this morning very quickly. Here's the first thing, right? Thanksgiving is a measure of our trust. It's not based on our circumstances. You know, if we're honest today, think about all the things that are going wrong. You know, gas is up. There's war in the world. You know, people are dying. People are sick. There's abundant natural disasters. If I look at all that stuff, I'm not feeling real thankful. But when I look up and I say God is on His throne in heaven, orchestrating His perfect plan for all of creation in all of time, I can give God thanks. And that's what we're going to talk about. You know, Thanksgiving is not about a circumstance. By the way, it's all about our confidence in God being central. Our confidence. Some of you guys testified to that very same thing today. And I will leave you, by the way, our conclusion this is, as we walk out today, our calling is prayer, praise, and perseverance. You know, God wants us to pray, God wants us to praise Him, and God wants us to persevere in whatever we're going through. And Lord knows, we're all going through something, right? You know, and that's me included. We are, I feel more busy, more pressured, like as Paul said in 2 Corinthians, you know, more just kind of like the world is closing in. There's so many things to deal with and problems. And Pastor Ansu feels it. You feel it. We all feel it. Yet God is faithful in the midst of all those things. So our calling is indeed that. So I want to share a couple scriptures, by the way, that just kind of an amazing thing. Remember, get this in your mind. It's not based on our circumstances, right? Look what Psalm 34 says. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be what? Continually in my mouth. That's where God wants us to be. And by the way, as you look at this, you're not only going to see the circumstances that are here, but you're going to see the confidence. Look what he says. He says, my soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. He says, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. And by the way, Nancy, look at verse 4. I sought the Lord, and what? He heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Right? Thanksgiving is not circumstantial. God says, I want you to praise me all the time. And by the way, I asked you guys to turn to James chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Let's just, that verse, by the way, is not going to be on the screen. But think about that verse. What an awesome verse of scripture that is, as James writes this down. You know, James is Jesus' brother, you know, half-brother, I guess, to be 100% correct. But he writes this phraseology down. It just really makes us stop and think for a second. Listen to what James says. Verse 16, but we get this in our minds. He says, and I'll throw this out, but we're going to kind of shape our Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not going to be better because you got more stuff this year. It really won't be better. You know, a lot of times, the more you get, the less thankful you are. The more you get, the more you hold on to it, you know, with white knuckles. You know, saying that for me, I'm a white guy. I have white knuckles, you know, right? But that's how we hold on to stuff, right? You know, like, we don't want to let go. And God wants us to get stuff with our hands open, not squeezed tight, right? And he says this in James chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. He says, do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. In other words, the God of heaven who loves us so much, who gave us Jesus, everything you have that's good came down from him, and he's not going to change. He's going to continue to be good all the time. You know, as we like to say, right? You know, we say, God is good. God is good all the time, right? He is indeed that. And again, God, it's not based about our circumstances or what we got. And notice the next thing he says is, in Habakkuk, by the way, a book that we seldom maybe look at or preach through. By the way, we probably will coming up. But check out what Habakkuk, a minor prophet, look what he says. He says, though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vine, though the labor of the olive may fail, but the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall. Now, we picture this, right? Habakkuk's writing to a people that are a farming people. When I look at that screen, I see that in yellow. That is the ultimate devastation to someone who lives off the land, off its crops, and off its herds. But look what he says. He says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the Lord God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. And he will make me walk on my high hills. Again, it's not circumstantial, right? Because I know no matter what happens, if my herd is big or my herd is small or my harvest is great or my harvest is zero, God is the God of my salvation. Right? It's not circumstantial. And I want to continue real quick. Check out these passages as well. It's not just an Old Testament thought. So say, well, that's just that Old Testament stuff. By the way, in the Old Testament, you know something? The nation of Israel, they gave one-tenth of everything that they had to God in recognition of the fact that everything came from God. You know, it's a sense of trust. You know, they were able to give. And by, you think about, you know, we talk about tithing. We always think about, you know, is it 10% of my net? Is it 10% of my gross? We think about our monetary pay. In the Old Testament, tithing was 10% of everything that God blessed you with. If your tomato plants had tomatoes, 10% were God. You know, if your fields gave abundant harvest, 10% went to God. It was this all-encompassing thing. And the idea is it just showed their trust and their understanding of where does it all come from. It comes from God. And that's picked up in the New Testament. Look what Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians. He says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Get that in your mind, right? Thanksgiving is what? The will of God in Christ Jesus for who? Thank you. I only heard one person say that. Yeah, it's for me, right? It's for all of us, right? It's God's will that this is what we're supposed to do. And look at Hebrews. So Hebrews picks this idea up. It says, therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And notice what it says. Let us, it's like a command, let's do it. And how do we do it? Continually. We never stop doing it because we recognize, where did it all come from? It all came from God. And I want to encourage us. That's kind of what God wants to understand, is that Thanksgiving is not a circumstantial thing, but it's based on our confidence in who God is. And I want to share with you, think about this idea about our confidence in God's got to be central. Going back to the Old Testament, we kind of have two passages to look at here. Look what Jeremiah said. Get this in. This is confidence, by the way. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. He wept for Israel. He wept because the people would not turn back to Almighty God, who could do everything, who could help them in anything. He wept. But he wrote this verse. He says, think about this confidence. He says, heal me, O Lord, and read it with me. What's it say? And I shall be healed. And if God's going to heal you, guess what? You're going to be healed. And then he says, save me, O God, and what? And I shall be saved. And he says, for you are my praise. In other words, if God has in his plan to heal you, save you, guess what he's going to do? Heal you and save you. Right? This is confidence. I know God's in control. I know God has a perfect plan. I know God's going to do what God needs to do. He's going to orchestrate that and carry it out perfectly in my life. And I got to trust him. And this confidence in God is the foundation of my praise. If I'm looking to praise God when my circumstances are great, I'm only going to praise God a small amount of time. How about you? But if I look at God and recognize how great he is and how he's orchestrating the events of my life, even though I don't like all of them, then I can praise them continually. And look at Philippians chapter 4. Paul wrote these words. He said, be anxious for nothing. Man, that verse is really made for our day, isn't it? I don't know about you, sometimes we're anxious for everything. We're anxious when we're not anxious, right? But he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, pray, God, you know I need this. I'm going to leave it for you to deliver in your time. In your way, right? And I throw this out. When I really get to that place, a lot of times I pray and say, God, I'm leaving it to you, and then I take it right back and try to fix it, right? Don't we do that? Yes. I do that too. And then, by the way, the anxiousness that I lost for about 30 seconds, I pick it right back up, and I'm worried about what am I going to do the impossible. Recognizing I'm not God. I can't do anything impossible. Right? Be anxious for nothing, says, but in everything by prayer and supplication, which just means request. Give God all your requests, right? Share everything with God. And he says, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Everybody look up. Here's the idea. What he's trying to say, when God gives you peace, and Jesus talked about it, he says, I don't give you peace like the world gives. The world gives you peace when there's no storms. God gives you peace in the storm. In the storm, he gives us peace, right? And he says, and the peace of God, which I don't understand how that works. I don't understand how Paul, when he's about to be beheaded, can sing hymns. I don't understand how Paul, when he's locked up in stocks, can sing hymns. I don't understand how you guys, in the midst of all you go through, can praise God. But I know it's a work of God's Spirit in God's people. And that's what he's talking about here. He says that God's unsurpassed, ununderstandable peace will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Thanksgiving is a measure of our trust. And I want to encourage you today. I got a whole lot more points, but this is a sermon, what? So we're going to stop here today, and I want you guys to understand, right, that our thanksgiving is a function of our faith and our trust in God. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more I feed, the more I grow in my walk with the Lord Jesus Christ, the more my faith grows, and the more my thanksgiving grows. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, work in us, Lord, to be a people of faith. Lord, faith sees things that don't exist. I pray, dear God, that you would help us as a people amidst all of our struggles and all of our challenges to see, Lord, that you're going to work things out that we don't even know need to be worked out. You're going to work things out in a way, Lord, that we can't see is even possible. And Lord God, that's why we praise you. Father, there's a song we sing. That's why we praise you. That's why we sing. And I ask, dear God, that you would just work in our hearts this morning to give us a heart of thanksgiving. And Lord, I pray that it's not just one weekend or one day in a year, but Lord, it's a characteristic of us as your body of Christ right here in Willingboro, a church that is thankful. Because God, you do what we can't do. You are a way maker. You're a miracle worker. You're all of those things. And God, we praise your name this morning. We give you thanks. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.